All right. Dan Lundberg, what were you doing with the flood of 93?
Flood of 93, which I was, I put on sandbags during the day and pumped at night. So, I mean, I did a lot of work for the drainage part-time on the pumping. And then, Bob Cogrove and I were sort of in charge of the levee. We had a certain section from Biagonal Dam down to the Hadley-McCraney diversion. And anyway, we kept that levee all after they bulldozed it up. Then we sort of maintained it, put plastic over the top, sandbagged, and so forth like that.
Okay, so were you actually employed by the levee district then?
No, this was, well, I was when I was pumping, but not when I was working on the levee. No, that was all volunteer. I mean, we were protecting our own land and everything.
What was the feeling when the levee gave way?
It just sort of left a lump in your stomach. I mean, we'd fought for, it was months, I'll grant you, everybody had their own area, and I know the guys up on the north end where it broke really felt like I told them. I said, that could have happened to us on the south end. I said, if we were all together on that, and it just, it's one of those things, which a lot of the problem was up on the north end, they had that railroad bridge. Mm-hmm. And when the water got up to 30 feet on it on the Hannibal gauge, then that worked just like a dam. It would jump that water up so high, and that's what finally got them. Hit that railroad bridge and the levee give out and run away. I think it run over the top is what I think. Yeah. But I know, and we had to put so much work into a board fence that was on the very upper end. There was about a mile and a quarter of board fence that wasn't levied. I mean, it was levied, but it wasn't high enough. And what they did, Kenny Krim was in charge of that, basically, and some of the guys up there on that end. And anyway, they built a board fence like we did back in 65, where you put stakes in and put plastic up and re-embraced them with sandbags and so forth. And I think they had close to 4 or 5 feet high on the board fence.
On top of the levee?
On top of the levee, holding the water back. And, I mean, there was a lot of work went into that. And then eventually we got that where DNR give us permission to build or get a levee there to match the one we had. So, but there were a lot of politics and all that.
I was speaking to John Hark, the emergency management director from Marion County, and he was talking both about 93 and the 2008 flood and some of the difficulties just getting supplies from one side of the river to the other because the highway departments are not allowed to cross the state lines, and they had to kind of pull some strings
way. And I'll tell you, that's one thing, John, which I know John, and anyway, we did. We worked together. I think Dean Pavin was on that. And I know, especially in 2008, Mike Reed, which is SNI, which I'm a commissioner for the SNI Island Drainage District, too. There's three of us, and I'm one of the three. But anyway, I know we had a lot of cooperation between John and that's what it takes when you're in a flood fight. It's both sides of the river fighting. I mean, because they found out in 93, Missouri did, that they didn't have anybody there for their Mark Twain days or tourism went because they couldn't get over the bridge or through our area. So we've learned to work together.
Yeah. Well, and that was one of the benefits, I guess. If you have to have a benefit, that was a good one. The fact that both sides of the river, and now all three with Iowa involved, have really actually formed the tri-state.
That's true, very true. And but the worst problem, we really haven't got a comprehensive plan together yet, even after 93, to get there's been some localized, but far as getting the state governors and everything convinced of that, we still back to square one, which the Corps got a lot involved in that too. So as
a commissioner for the levee district, what is your job?
My job basically is to give the people protection from like levee and keeping the water off of them. That's our main. Getting down to simplicity, that's what it would be. That's our main job there, and we're and manage the money. See, all the ground is assessed a certain amount of money for it's all on elevation and everything mm-hmm. on that. And our main job is to use those monies for that, for keeping the river out and keeping the water from the hills and the and everything out of the ditches pumped out. So that's our main job right there.
So there's actually more than just protecting the land from the Mississippi. You're protecting it from the water that's coming toward the river?
Mm-hmm. That's true. From out of the hills and everything we've got. And after the 60s, they diverted a lot of these main creeks and everything and put them right in directly into the river. But we still got like Pigeon Creek up here. That all it's in a reservoir and it's time released where and we're in a new process right now of putting in more pumps. That's been one of our biggest areas, and I noticed that soon as after the drainage, probably 2 or 3 years after the drainage went in the 60s, putting the pump stations in and everything else, we didn't have enough pumping capacity. And now we're going to add 4 more pumps, and this should be able to take most of the water out of here in heavy rains. But one of our biggest challenges right now is on the river. They keep the river, which the river's filled up. Everybody knows that. And it's keeping our water levels a lot higher. And our pumps weren't designed to pump against such a big head. I mean, about 22 foot was our biggest head when they were put in. Now we're going every year, we're up 25, a lot of years, 27 feet. And I think this year it even got up to 21, mm-hmm. and this is a drought year. So our old pumps would not work. That's why we're putting in newer pumps where they're designed to pump against more head pressure.
Thank you so much.